Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima. I am Jirinyo Mehta with the news. First, the headlines. President Draupadi Murmu emphasizes power of collective action for greener future. Nagaland joins global community in observing World Environment Day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says NDA government devoted welfare of poor citizen empowerment. And Power Minister KG Kenye says Nagaland will continue to tap into all available energy sources. And now the news in detail. The President, Vice President and Prime Minister on the World Environment Day today called upon citizens to strengthen their resolve and reaffirm their commitment to protecting the planet. In a social media post, President Draupadi Murmu emphasized the power of collective action that can lead to a greener earth for future generations. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar highlighted the link between planetary health and all living beings. On the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi led a special tree plantation drive at Bhagwan Mahavir Vanasthali Park in New Delhi. He planted a banyan sapling under the Ek Per Ma Ke Naam initiative. Mr. Modi also planted a sindoor sapling at his residence. The plant was gifted to him by the brave women of Kutch in Gujarat who had displayed extraordinary courage during the 1971 India-Pakistan War. Nagaland joined the rest of the world in observing World Environment Day today. In line with this year's theme, Beat Plastic Pollution, communities from all sections of society participated in activities such as cleanliness drives, tree plantations and awareness rallies. On the occasion, Lok Sabha MP S. Supongmaran Jamir launched the statewide Clean and Green Nagaland initiative funded under MPLADS 2025-26 at Pesama. Addressing the event at Kohima, Mr. Jamir emphasized the urgent need for environmental consciousness among the people of Nagaland, stating that while Nagas are known for their personal hygiene, there is a noticeable lack of civic sense and environmental cleanliness.
কিন্তু আমার ভাগে আছে আমার লাগা পাহাড়টি কি মহিলা আছে ইটু তো আমার নিচর রেসপন্সিবিলিটি না থাকা নিচিনা ইটু পুরা আমার কি হেলথ এফেক্ট করা নকরিব নিচিনা ভাবি কিনা আমার ইটু নেসাই ইটু পুরা যি হলিবি আমার অসরটি কোন তো সাফা করিবলে ঠিক আছে নালা হবি রাস্তাটি হবি ফুট হল হবি ইটু আমার লাগা কাম আছে দে কইনা ইটু নাগা পাবলে কি
Highlighting the Clean Green Nagaland initiative, Mr. Jamir said the theme should be everyone's collective motto. He pointed out the growing environmental challenges in the state like landslides, water shortages and deteriorating water quality, which have led to a rise in health issues. The MP expressed hope that the Clean and Green Nagaland initiative will not only raise awareness but also translate into practical action in the daily lives. As part of the initiative, plantation drives were conducted today across all 17 districts of Nagaland. In Dimapur, World Environment Day was observed with an awareness march. Over 650 participants from all walks of life took part in the march, commencing from Clock Tower Circle and culminating at State Stadium to promote a plastic-free society. Addressing the gathering, SDO Civil Dimapur Wiridin Ziliang emphasized shared responsibility in tackling pollution on an urgent basis. The program concluded with a pledge led by Dimapur Municipal Council Chief Executive Officer Teng Chanbemo Tangwe. At an event in Woka, Chief Conservator of Forest Nagaland Kohima, Supong Nukshi stressed upon managing plastic sustainability through recycling and reuse. Similar programs were held across all districts of Nagaland with three plantations in Mogokchung, Pak, Paran, Longland, among others. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has described his government as compassionate and devoted to welfare of the poor. As the NDA government at the center completes 11 years in office, Mr. Modi emphasized the government's transformative efforts in combating poverty and empowering citizens through inclusive development. In a social media post, he highlighted key initiatives such as PM Awas Yojana, PM Ujwala Yojana, Jan Dhan Yojana and Ayushman Bharat, which have significantly improved access to housing, clean cooking fuel, banking services and healthcare. India has undergone a decade of remarkable transformation driven by the principles of Seva, Sushasan and Garib Kalyan. Akashvani News Kohima brings you a special feature on the government's efforts over the last 11 years across key sectors. Today, we focus on skill development and job creation, empowering India's Amrit Peri, the young generation.
Almost 65% of the population under 35 years of age, skilling and youth empowerment are the keys to India's future. Government's effort to create employment opportunities are seeing significant results. Job readiness among college students has improved from 34% in 2014 to over 51% in 2024. The PM Kaushal Vikas Yojana has trained more than 1.63 crore youth in the last 10 years. The Skill India mission continues to provide industry-relevant training with access to advanced engineering tools, machinery, and technology for small and medium enterprises, startups, and entrepreneurs. On the employment front, the Rozgar Mela, launched in 2022, has handed over nearly 10 lakh appointment letters across 15 national events. The Mudra Yojana has supported small businesses with easy credit. Under this, over 52 crore loans have been sanctioned, amounting to a total of 33 lakh crore rupees.
One scheme which have really benefited me was Mudra Loan. I have availed a loan of 6 lakhs through Mudra to start up my business. I have always wanted to start a business, but I did not have the investment in hand with me. And also, I did not have a job, so I couldn't take out a loan. So Mudra Loan have really helped me to kick off my business.
India is now the third largest startup ecosystem globally. Since 2016, the Startup India Initiative has recognized over 1.59 lakh startups, creating more than 16 lakh direct jobs. Notably, over 73,000 of these startups have at least one woman director. As skills, employability, and entrepreneurship come together, a new generation is driving India's journey towards a brighter tomorrow. Asonyu, Akashwadi News, Kohima.
As a run-up to International Day of Yoga 2025, Akashvani News Kohima brings you a special series, Practice Yoga for Good Health and Wellness. Each day, we discover different postures to stay healthy with yoga. This evening, we explore on Pada Hastasana, or the hands to feet posture. Pada means feet, Hasta means hands. Therefore, Pada Hastasana means taking the palms down towards the feet. This is also referred as Uttanasana. Practicing this pose makes the spine flexible, improves digestion, and prevents constipation and menstrual problems. Minister for Power KJ Kenye today said, Nagaland will continue to tap into all available energy sources, solar, bio, hydro, and other clean energy avenues, leaving no stone unturned. He made this statement while virtually addressing the inauguration program of the 1MW Ponglefo small hydro project at Salome village under Kipire district. Describing it as a red letter day, Mr. Kenye dedicated the project to the people of Nagaland, underlining the centrality of energy in modern life. He emphasized that a nation's development is gauged by the amount of energy it can generate, manage, and export. He acknowledged the state's abundant natural resources and stressed the need to tap the potential.
We have at our disposal not very big potentials, but so many small, mini and small hydro project potentials are there. So we will tap all this and we will focus and concentrate on the production, the generation of energy in our state.
Mr. Kenye reiterated the department's commitment to explore every clean energy option available and called for optimal use of resources to attract investment, particularly in the energy sector. The project is expected to generate 3.9 million units annually with a unit generation cost of INR 6. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. President Drupadi Murmu emphasized power of collective action for greener future. Nagaland joins global community in observing World Environment Day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says NDA government devoted welfare of poor citizen empowerment. And Power Minister KJ Kenye says Nagaland will continue to tap into all available energy sources. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.